afternoon.
Hi, Uncle Doug.
Good to hear from you, my friend. Happy Halloween in advance.
We're right in the middle of two votes, and then I have to run back to the Financial Services Committee.
Well, you know, we're going to make it brief then. What I wanted to get out of you, though, was your take on this whole thing with the health, you know, healthcare overhaul, whatever it's going to be called. Bills must pass both chambers. What's the likelihood of Don Manzullo supporting this thing in any form?
Well, it just depends on what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Some common sense reform that don't cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
That curtail abusive lawsuits and allow small businessmen and people who belong to associations to band together to form large purchasing pools so that you do away with issues such as pre-existing illnesses and caps on amounts of money insurance companies can pay, I'd vote for it. But, you know, we've had those two issues come up in the House twice before. It's passed the House twice before. I've gone over to the Senate. And on the association health plans, which allows the pooling of people to buy insurance together, that failed in the Senate by two votes. And then the issue of medical liability reform got buried because the Senate did not bring it up because there weren't enough people who believe in that type of reform. So what we have, Doug, before us is more than 10 years of working on some very, very basic reforms, but each time being rebuffed by the party now that wants to put through this onerous health care bill, which is really going to increase the cost of insurance for many Americans.
You know, and one of the things that you wrote to a friend of mine, and he happened to send me a copy of it, you told him you still support the community health centers, such as Crusader Clinic, which you've been a big supporter, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So a lot of what you say makes a lot of sense, but it looks like with the Democrats in control, with Olympia Snow coming on board, sort of. I mean, she puts... Yeah, that's true, but it seemed to be very important to everybody that she gets all this time in the news. Seems like that was an important victory for the president.
Well, the president is trying to make it sound bipartisan.
Yeah.
But when you have one Republican, you know, that joins the other Democrats, you know, the bottom line, Doug, is the fact that the Republicans as well as the Democrats do want meaningful insurance reform.
By the way, what about, as a lawyer, I don't know how to ask you this, but what about the tort reform part that a lot of Republicans want?
Well, that has not been embraced by the majority party.
Right.
The Congressional Budget Office, whose job it is to try to evaluate the impact of legislation, said just this past week, it was buried in a footnote in the paper, that if you had some type of meaningful liability reform for physicians so they weren't exposed to these huge verdicts, that it would, at the minimum, save $50 billion over 10 years.
Wow.
And it would also save physicians from leaving their professions. You know, Doug, the unknown count is the number of physicians who have left their profession because they simply cannot afford to pay medical liability.
I've talked to two doctors in Rockford that I happen to know. Both have said that, and it's a very scary thing. I've got a couple of quick questions for you. I know you got to run soon, so Dave's been waiting a while. Dave, you're talking to Congressman Manzullo.
Yeah, hi, Manzullo. Anyway, I listened to Michelle Bachmann the other day on that crazy show called Glenn Beck, and basically she starts stating that this Acorn business is going back as business as usual. So if I remember correctly, you guys all voted 2 months ago to stop these idiots from taking my tax dollars money. Now, is it true or is it not true that the funding for Acorn will be reinstated after this month? And why are these still in business? And isn't there any government agency to overlook these people from stealing my tax dollars money?
Thank you, Dave. Can you answer that question? Is funding going to go back to Acorn?
We are not sure at this point. It depends upon whether or not you can read the new fiscal year, which started October 1st,
yeah,
as meaning that you start all over on those limitations. But you know, Acorn is in the scope, and we simply don't need to give away tens of millions of dollars to the so-called neighborhood advocates. I mean, give that money to the food bank.
There you go.
You know, that's the problem with Washington, Doug, is it takes precious taxpayers' dollars and just waste them by giving them to people to go and do political organization.
You know, last night a group from MoveOn.org invaded Rockford. They were along State Street marching with signs saying they want the public option now. And so this is an orchestrated effort across the country on the part of the left to push this.
Well, you know, the it's really not the public option. The public option belongs to the people. It's the government option.
Well, that's what I think their sign said public. Maybe they should have written government.
That's what it is. I mean, that's why the whole purpose of the public option is to do away with private insurance companies.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are half a dozen reasons why, but the biggest reason is that if the government writes an insurance policy where you can shift the operation of that to other agencies, then it becomes the cheapest product that's offered, it then becomes the default product, and then everybody signs up for the public option. What people have to realize is that a huge number of the uninsured today, in fact, families that earn up to it'd be about $35,000 a year would be shifted to Medicaid. And Medicaid is already overburdened. The states are just sweltering, trying to come up with their 50% match. So the governors are upset with these plans in Washington because they put more unfunded mandates on the backs of the states. And then the unions are absolutely outraged, as well as they should be, because the plan coming out of the Senate taxes insurance companies. I mean, taxes insurance plans.
Yeah.
Which means that the guys in the unions who have fought very hard to have their benefits reflected in good insurance will have to pay income tax on that, on those insurance policies. And so you can imagine, especially the construction workers who have been just literally, you know, devastated by the downturn in the economy, now having to pay income tax on their health insurance.
You got time for one more quick call from a listener?
Yes.
Okay, Nancy.
Hang on just a second. I got to check on the floor. Hang on.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hold on, Nancy. We're doing a check on the floor.
Hi, Doug.
Yeah, hold on a second. Hold on.
Right. Just, correct.
Correct is right, yeah. Don Manzullo on the floor of the House of Representatives. 153 at WNTA McDuff and Company with Don Manzullo, 16th District Representative. Nancy's on hold to talk to Don.
I'm here.
Okay, quick call, Nancy. Go ahead.
Hey, Don, how are you today?
I'm doing fine.
Great. My is in Alexandria, Virginia. She used to work for Senator, we won't mention, the junior senator from Nevada. We won't mention the name. anyway, Don, on a lighter, that's on a lighter note. On a more serious note, Don, how do you feel and how do you stand? What is your stance on exactly this? The insurance companies have really screwed it to the American people. And I just want to understand how you're coming across on this, Don. Exactly what is your stance? And I'm going to hang up.
Okay, thanks, Nancy. Her phrase there was the quote, the insurance company have screwed the American people, unquote. I don't know how you're going to react to that, but go ahead.
Doug, to a certain extent, to a great extent, she's correct on the individual part. Hang on, I got to go vote. I'll be right back.
Okay. I tell you what, we're going to take a break, and I'll be back on WNTA after he votes. This is really cool radio when you think about it. I'll be back on WNTA with more with Don Manzullo and McDuff from the White House and from the floor of the House, all on WNTA Live. McDuff in the afternoon on the line from Washington, where Don Manzullo is busy doing the people's business, doing his votes and serving us in the 16th Congressional District, and now he's back with me on WNTA. Don, yesterday, or was it this morning, the president has said because of no COLA, cost of living adjustment, he'd like to give all people that are on Social Security 65 and over, I guess, a $250 check. Is he trying to buy votes with that or what?
No, there really have been cost increases that are not reflected in the inflation index.
Right, right.
And they just don't show up. What he's trying to do is to, you know, it's $20 a month, but that's a lot of money to seniors. And the minority leader, John Boehner, just made a statement. I agree with it. He said, look, you have some unspent economic stimulus money. Instead of putting that money down another rat hole on Wall Street,
yeah,
just allow the seniors to have it.
So it'll be a one-time check for each of 250?
Yeah, I think that's what it would be.
And how soon would that? Is that something that's going to? You think it's going to fly through pretty quick?
I don't know.
Okay.
It depends on, you know, Congress.
Yeah.
but Doug, Nancy had a question about insurance companies.
Yes.
The larger the pool of people who join together to buy insurance, the less the abuses from the insurance company. In other words, if you have an individual policy, or you're with a very small company, then you get you're rated individually. Or you're rated just on the basis of the people within that company. And that's why we've been trying to get through the association health plans that allow individuals who belong to associations and small businessmen to join together through their trade associations. They have these association health plans. And the bigger the pool, the cheaper the price of insurance, the less opportunity is for individuals to be singled out by insurance for some type of abuse.
You know, some Democrats like to get on national television and constantly claim that Republicans have never come up with anything, they're just obstructionists, etc. I know for a fact in mailings that I've gotten from your office on H.R. 502, H.R. 1470, etc., you've co-sponsored a lot of these. Those things were in, are they still in the mix for this whole vote?
There are over 40 Republican issues that are out there.
Yeah.
And some would say, well, why don't the Republicans have a comprehensive health care plan?
Right.
The issue is you have about seven or eight different moving targets.
Right.
That's what has to be fixed. There's the area of medical liability reform. There's the area of allowing people to band together, you know, for the association health plans. If you can single out what the problems are and then zero in on an exact solution, then you don't have these huge government mandates and you don't have the huge government structure creating 30 or 40 different agencies in order to administer health care.
I want to take one...
That's where we are.
Yeah.
I'm on three bills. One would be for medical liability reform. Another one would allow individuals to join together through their associations for the giant purchasing pools. And the third one would allow small businesses to do the same way, through the Chamber of Commerce or the National Federation of Independent Businesses, form those purchasing pools. If we just did that, that would go a long way towards ensuring a lot more America.
Very good, Don. I want one more call, then I'm going to let you go. Cheesehead has a question for Don.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi, Cheese.
Well, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine.
Hey, good to talk to you.
Same here.
I have two quick questions.
Yes.
Hang up and listen. All this bloviating I hear coming out of D.C., they've blocked the Republicans totally out of the loop. They're not allowed to put any input into it. If they want us to be happy with our health care, why can't they give us the same damn thing they have? And if Iraq needs a constitution, why can't we give them our constitution and get that out of the way?
Thank you, Cheese. I've got to really run here. I'm running late on a lot of things. You want to respond to that, Don?
Well, yeah. I have Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance. It's the regular insurance that most Americans have. If we're allowed these association health plans for people to pool together in large purchasing pools, such as federal employees, then everybody would have the same plan I do.
Very good. Don, keep in touch. When you're in town, you're always welcome with these microphones. I appreciate your time today. All the best to you and the family.
It's in between these votes.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Don Manzullo, live from his Washington offices.